Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. It is a Saturday morning test drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. I'm David Blassingame.
And I'm Tammy Pickard.
Okay. And we'll be joined in just a moment or two by Sybil. But anyway, we thought we'd go ahead and get the show rolling. We come to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan. And we talk a little bit about your car, what cars are doing, the business, the consumer side of the business, the best deals out there. We talk a little bit about all of that. And so I found a story online this last week that touched a soft spot in my heart. What happens when your car hits a pothole? Now, I don't know if you've driven around the same streets I have, but if you're driving around North Texas, there are plenty of opportunities to find out what happens when your car hits a pothole.
It could be an insurance claim.
In fact, it can be, because it can be very, very severe. So I found a story online from an engineer out of Kettering University in Michigan, and her specialty is ground vehicle systems, vehicles that drive on the streets, that kind of thing. And the question was asked her, what happens when your car hits a pothole? And she said, it's kind of a slingshot effect where there's a spring that the suspension's compressed and basically the wheel and tire are propelled into the pothole. Then there's an impact, and then the impact can damage vehicle systems. Now,
Not supposed to really like go down and back up that fast. Your system's built to, if you're going to drop down a bit, right, like go down a hill or.
Right.
It's a slower recovery. But those potholes, it's just like it jams your tire down there for a second and back out. And,
right.
I mean, it even rattles my teeth.
Well, and your suspension is designed to push the wheel down when there's nothing below it.
Right.
It's just that when you hit a pothole, it's a sudden nothing below it.
Right.
Instead of a sloping nothing below it.
No fun.
By the way, if you wanted to text in this morning, it's 877-881-1053. That's 877-881-1053. And if you wanted to reach one of our offices, you can call any local area code and then 234-1234. That's 234-1234 in the area. If you're out of the area, 888-234-1234. And you can speak to any of our leasing specialists about your car needs.
Now, I want to mention about potholes. You live in Dallas. You can call 311 to report those. I take a picture when I get a chance to. I'll take a picture of it, and then I always report them to 311. And on the reverse side, before we go back to the potholes, I want to add to that those city titties, those half helmet things that are made of steel that separate a turn lane, and
they're
not everywhere.
The big ones.
Well, yeah, I've caused an insurance claim hitting those before.
Yeah, the little ones, the tiny ones, they don't do
give
anything.
You vibration.
Those
these
great
things
big metal lumps.
Will
yeah, they'll
ruin
tear up
your
the tire.
Suspension, kill a couple of wheels and tires along the way, and cost you not less than $2,500 if you don't claim it on your insurance. So, steer clear of those, but call 311 to report those and get them fixed.
Okay, so back to the potholes. If you hit a pothole, what can happen? That was the question to the professor. And she goes, all things that are expensive. Tires and wheels are the major sufferers when it comes to these impacts. But ultimately, you can have damage to the vehicle body. You can damage the suspension. There's all kinds of things you can break by hitting a pothole.
You can blow out the tire.
Now, how much is speed a factor in how much damage you do? Is it better to go over fast or better to go over slow? She said speed is always a faster factor, and the faster you are going, the more damage you are liable to sustain because you have a wheel and tire and suspension traveling the same amount of distance, but you do it much faster. Back to the whiplash again.
It just seems like it's less. When you go real fast, versus when you hit one in the city, you know, you all seem to kind of wobble around for a little bit versus going fast. It's just for a second. I would think the faster you just skim over it, the better. No?
No, you can do like frame damage. Remember my car? I had to take it in the shop for 3 months, like a week after I got it, just because of that. Potholes.
Yes. So if you're driving very fast, you stand a chance to do more severe damage to the suspension and to the wheels and the tires. Slow is better in this case because basically you're just going down into a valley and coming back out. You're not jamming all your suspension up and causing things to compress suddenly that aren't used to compressing suddenly. Here's the other thing, though. If you drive around and you know that there are potholes, because I've got a couple of streets I drive on that regularly that have potholes in them, I find myself looking at the pavement in front of the car rather than looking at the traffic in front of the car.
Same.
Because I'm dodging those things.
Right.
Not me. My eyes are darting around. You know, nothing lands on anything more than 2 or 3 seconds. Unless it's an accident. And then I'm going to be a looky-loo.
You are? You're a rubbernecker?
Who isn't a rubbernecker?
I'm not. I'm like...
Lies.
Mm-mm. I want to get out of there as fast as possible.
She's busy looking at her phone anyway.
What wreck?
She's like, somebody will send this to me on Instagram.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. The answer to your fan text is yes, she is. I'm not going to go any further into it. You know who you are.
What? Did I say that? I said it. You can say that. George Carlin said
you
so.
You can't say that. But I don't... It's... Whatever.
I can't.
You sure? I don't know what the text is.
Well, that's what okay, they call so them. I mean, it's even thing. In the Urban Dictionary.
One other thing about potholes. If you are driving a car with low profile tires, you stand a lot better chance of having damage because there's not a lot of tire between the road and the wheel. And the wheel doesn't give. It's made out of metal. So whenever you have a road hitting metal, it's a bad thing. And if you and there's so many cars out there now with low-profile tires.
Can I tell you how many people I talked out of that sport package?
Because of that reason?
Yes. I said, how long you lived here? Have you ever met a pothole?
Yes.
Well, have you ever met a pothole you liked? Because it's going to be even worse with these low-profile tires.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. I know. It's why you come to me. I am the... fun spoiler, but I'm just warning you so that, you know, later it doesn't cost you $2,000 extra. That's all.
Yeah. I learned the hard way with my low profile.
Most of us do.
Yeah.
Most of us don't listen to Tamaw or our moms. But you know what? I got to mention, we have rather amusing and delightful Saturday morning test drive Tolos or Tolos for the fan, I guess. Ranch Pup's dad sent a picture. Ranch Pup doesn't have thumbs. He can't operate the camera. Ranch Pup, did you forget to put your windows back in your Jeep like I did the other night? Are you tired of your Ranch Pup getting ranch-related material all over your Jeep? With my custom seat covers, throw that worry away right out the window that's already down. That's right. For 17 easy payments of $29.95, you can have your very own custom fit seat covers with a non-swamp butt money-back guarantee. That's right. If for any reason you get swamp butt, you will receive a full refund, Ranch Pup not included. These will only be available for a limited time, so act quickly. Just a little fun this morning.
And what
Y'all
is it,
have
though?
A great show. Those are...
They look like feed bags.
Yeah.
Feed bags. Like, I use potting soil bags or whatever comes from Costco for the toilet paper, those big...
Right.
I reuse those. He took these feed bags and made a slip cover for the backside and put one. It's so funny. And this mud is Jeep covered. This mud is Jeep covered.
It is.
Might as well say that.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks for sharing. So funny.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. You do not want to file a claim for hitting a pothole. It will hurt you more in the long run. If you can afford to pay for it yourself, pay for it and don't file an insurance claim. Otherwise, your rates will go up years.
That's a collision claim?
It is a collision claim, yes.
Claim?
No. Why didn't that fan texter tell me that 4 months ago when I got my car?
Yeah, you know, it's a collision claim because the car actually runs into or has a collision with a pothole. Comprehensive claim means that it's not your fault in any way. Interesting thing about collision and comp, by the way, if something falls off of a truck in front of you and strikes your car before it strikes the ground, it's a comprehensive claim. If it strikes the ground and bounces up and hits your car, It's a collision claim.
That is weird.
Yeah, it is.
Huh. Good morning, Tammy and Sybil and David. Potholes are not your friend. I've had my share of damage on my truck this year. That's from Angel. She says, happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday, Angel.
Hi,
and
Angel.
Happy Saturday, official show fluff.
Good morning, that is show fluff.
We have a show dog and a show cat.
And I got to give a shout out to my good friend Lisa, who is hosting a pre and post St. Patty's Day parade party today. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're not there, Lisa.
I'll be there, Lisa.
Although we'd like to send our new dog, who barks a lot.
Aww.
Yeah.
Dogs are the best.
When he wants to play, right?
Yeah. So can you get one of those collars that just shocks them?
No. Bite your tongue, sir.
I'm sorry. All right. So Infiniti this last Tuesday announced that they will do away with the QX30 crossover SUV after the 2019 model. Now, that's not huge news. They still got the QX50, which is a little bigger car, has about a $5,400 more MSRP, more car, more money, that kind of thing. The interesting thing will be what happens to the value of the QX30 after they discontinue it, because traditionally those cars go down in value. And then they become, because it's a good car. There's nothing wrong with the car. It's basically set up on a Mercedes-Benz GLA class floor and frame and has a lot of the same components. But they haven't marketed well. They've sold an average of 13 per month per state in the last 12 months. That's why they're discontinuing them. Nobody discontinues a car that sells, by the way. So the interesting thing will be what happens to the value of the car, because in most cases, those cars become bargains.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they've stopped making the car, you pick up a one-year-old car and you can save a ton of money.
I should know the answer to this because I've done the show for so long, but does Mercedes make Infiniti?
No, but they do share some of the, they do share some plants.
Oh, okay.
And some assembly plants, that kind of thing.
And they'll share parts. Do you ever watch Shark Tank?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you know how they'll talk about a licensing agreement?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a similar thing. They get a licensing agreement, and any manufacturer that wants to pay can use their platform.
Gotcha.
To build their car on. I think. This is just, you know, how my wheels turn. They could be all discombobulated. They could be turning backwards like they do in Australia. I don't know. But that's how I'm thinking.
All right. They can
sell their little ideas. You don't want to just sell it to one.
No.
If you've got something that'll work for many.
Mm-hmm.
Like the horn, for goodness sakes. How many people have to, you know, develop their own horn? I mean, I toot my own horn all the time, but.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. If you're hauling a trailer and someone pulls a car in front of you and you hit them from behind, it's still your fault. Yes, it is. Anytime you hit someone from behind, it's your fault. The law says you should be traveling at a distance safe enough that you should be able to stop before collision.
Clearly, you're supposed to hit them in the face.
Yeah.
Not from behind.
Yep, regardless of the circumstances.
Zip around them real fast and hit them from the front. That's just really painful.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text.
That's why you need a dash cam.
I got tagged with a major accident because I was hit by a blowout of a truck I was near to. Insurance rate went up $100 a month. I was driving down 20 a few months ago, and a truck blew out, had a tire blowout next to me. I thought the tire had hit my car.
Because it was that loud?
It was that loud, and you could feel it. I mean, it was an impact almost. Pulled over. There was no damage on my car. Nothing had touched my car or anything. Truck just kept going.
He just kept moving. It reminds me of seeing tires blow up that are being aired up too. If you've ever watched Ridiculousness or any of those crazy shows.
Right.
And you watch these people get blown across the room. It's like, duh. So I imagine that is true. I don't think that's fair. That's why I think everybody needs a dash cam.
Yeah.
Because I think if you actually saw it happen, you thought, well, he wasn't too close to the truck.
Mm-hmm.
This is the truck's fault for having the blowout.
Yep.
I just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Why doesn't the truck have to pay for this?
I think his insurance paid for it, and that's what he's complaining about.
But then they raised
the rates on him, but it wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Okay,
I'm getting a dash cam.
This last week, Fiat Chrysler announced that they were recalling 20,018 Chrysler Pacificas for a steering glitch. I always like the way they put that, the steering glitch.
Glitch.
47,771 of them in the U.S. That's quite a few. 2018s. These were produced between November 1, 17 and March 1, 18. And basically, there's a bolt that may not be torqued down enough. And if it works its way out, you can no longer steer the van.
Yikes.
Yeah, yeah. So here's the thing. If you want to go to safercar.gov and enter your VIN number on your car, it will tell you whether your car is one of the ones affected, whether it was built November 1, 17 to March 1, 18, and it's a 2018 Pacifica. Mm-hmm. So if I were you, I would do that.
Definitely.
So what about Boeing? Are they going to do a recall?
They already did.
It already has.
They've recalled all of them?
They grounded them all.
Well, I knew they were grounded, so that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but didn't we just join, like, over the weekend?
I believe it happened last week. Yeah.
They were waiting for the report out of Ethiopia to find out what happened over there, and the pilot over there was trying to turn around and go back to the airfield, and he experienced some difficulty in controlling the plane, which later crashed and killed everybody on board.
Yikes. Mm-mm-mm. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Woo! Welcome back. It is indeed the AutoFlex Leasing Saturday Morning Test Drive with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, me, Sybil, you, the Tolos,
and you.
877-881-1053. That's our phone number. You can text us. You can call us. You can do whatever you want. And you can also call or text AutoFlex at
any local area code. And then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com. You can go to our website, and you can see the Save Money Monday cars. And there are some great, great vehicles we've listed on our Save Money Monday cars. These are cars that we've had a little too long, and we'd like you to drive them home. How about a 2018 Hyundai Santa Fe Sport? Only 26,000 miles, $249 a month.
Deal.
That's a great SUV for $249 a month. Or how about a 2017 Nissan Murano with everything? Got blind spot, got everything on it.
Oh, that's
$379 a month. Again,
shut
a great car.
Up.
And a 2018 Ram SLT, by golly, $329 a month. Now, all of those are flex buys. All of those are, you can afford the gas. All of those are flex buys. All of those are available. And all the details, by the way, you can call the 888-234-1234 number or go to autoflex.com and read the details there. None of those vehicles require a down payment. Which brings me to lease advertisement, because I was looking at one last week, and it is for about a $60,000 SUV.
This is called Dog and Pony Show.
And it's $349 a month.
Well, that seems really inexpensive for that price of a car.
Okay, so here's the deal. The first thing I did was I whipped up my trusty iPhone and I did the numbers, and it doesn't work. And so then I rolled back, because I was on cable, and I froze it, and it required $4,494 down, plus tax, title, and license. Now, in that case, you're looking at roughly $7,000 out of pocket.
A lot of money.
To get that, why would you do that on a lease? The idea in a lease is to spend as little of your money to drive as much car as you can and use it for your usage period and then give it back. You got a guaranteed resale value. So why would you spend $7,000 to get a $349 payment on a $60,000 SUV? It makes no sense at all. But that's the kind of advertisements that you see on television. It's
and then
crazy.
People fall for it.
Well, yeah, they don't know.
They don't really, I don't think, reason it out. You'll get stuck on that payment, and then you go dip into your savings, which is so hard to resave to put it back, right?
Yes.
So if you were going to, I personally would say, don't put the money down. Keep it in your savings account. Then if you actually need that money to make the payment each month, pull it out monthly so that your money's working for you. Because all you've done is paid for part of your payments up front, really.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then if the car gets totaled for some reason,
you're just out $7,000.
The residual is the same. no matter what.
So mm-hmm. honestly, if you want something to save you money, take that down payment, send it toward your mortgage.
Right.
See how much interest you would save if you put $7,000 in 1 year toward, extra towards your mortgage. It would be huge.
Pay off a credit card.
Yeah.
For real. If you have a credit card, pay that off, because the car is insured. It's a fixed term. It's a fixed interest rate. It can't keep going up on you. Yeah.
Okay.
Do not put money down on a car.
By the way, I want to thank whoever sent in the picture of the General Lee flying through the air above these people's heads in a street in front of a building somewhere. It says, this is what happens when I hit a pothole.
Yeah.
Yes.
Me too, because it feels like it sometimes.
Okay. For the first time since 2009, car dealers have got more inventory than they've got customers.
That's not good.
It's really sort of weird, because we have been rocking along since 09 and selling more and more cars every year, and the day's supply. Everything in the car business is measured by day's supply. And that tells the manufacturer whether they're building cars too fast or too slow for the market. If they build cars too slow for the market, you have a lower day supply. If they build cars too fast for the market, then you have a higher day supply. The cars are sitting on the dealer's lots, and it costs them money, because they have to pay interest on the cars that are sitting on their lot every day, all day long.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. That's why Autoflex is generally going to be less money than a lot of other people, because we don't have 500 new cars that we're paying interest on every day. We just get your car for you when you want it. Anyway, right now we have a 79-day supply of cars. That's the highest it's been. In 2009, we had 101-day supply when things were really, really bad.
Yeah.
So 79, that's pretty high. Now, you know, the weather may have been part of it, because this last winter, if you go through the Midwest, through the Northeast, they had a horrible winter.
They did have
a rough time. They froze. Even the West Coast, they got a lot of ice and snow, ton of rain, that kind of thing could be a factor. The other thing, though, that strikes me is that new cars have gotten so darned expensive that some people can't afford them. I mean,
like most.
If you look, and it's according to whose figures you read, because they all tell you different things, but J.D. Power will have a figure, and Manheim will have a figure, but the average new car is somewhere around $38,000 now.
That's crazy.
That's the average.
Yeah. That used to be the cost of like a BMW or something.
Exactly.
Really nice.
The average used car, about $22,000, $23,000 a month. So there's a big, big difference in the price of a new car and a used car. And I think that's a reason that a lot of people have chosen to go ahead and go with like a 1 or 2 year old car. Number one, the first year depreciation is so great. And number two, it's a more affordable payment. Some people just can't afford to finance. The other thing you're seeing, those long-term financings, that may be one of the reasons that the car business has slowed down. You had people that signed 84-month loans.
It's ridiculous.
So
there's a point where I believe you should maybe give up some of the features and go on a shorter term, so you don't wind up trapped like this.
If you end up in an 84-month loan and your child is in the fifth grade, they will be graduating when the car is paid off.
You can give them the car.
Oh, my God. What kid wants a 7-year-old car?
I wanted any car.
Okay.
I know I've talked about these cars. I don't know that I actually complained until I found out that the gas tank was in the back of the Pinto wagon, but that was long after I've dodged my death.
Right.
But my dad, I was just glad to have the wheels. I had a 73 Chevelle Malibu. It was 2 blocks long, and it was only a two-door. two blocks long. And I had a navy blue Pinto station wagon.
Oh, that's with sexy faux, right there, Tammy.
Faux wood grain.
Nice.
If it had been a little bigger, I could have been in family vacation
right.
with Chevy Chase. Could you imagine? Oh, my gosh. But that car, it could cruise Sonic and cruise Lindsay Street with the best of them.
You could just pile all your friends in the back.
I did. I mean, really, it only held 3 more people because it was a Pinto wagon.
Yeah.
It just.
Do they still make 2-door cars? I mean, aside from like a sports coupe?
Not many.
They're called coupes, but yes, they do still make a 2-door car. Chargers or 2-doors?
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's some coupes.
The Challenger's 2-doors, the Charger's 4.
Smart cars.
Autoflex Leasing. Yes. Autoflex Leasing fan text. What are your thoughts on the 2019 Ford Flex? I like the car a lot.
I love the
Have
Flex.
You driven that car? It is quiet on the inside. It drives very smoothly. It's not like a road car. It's a comfortable car. And the thing I like maybe about it most is the load height is so low.
Mm-hmm.
It's really low. So if you have beasties, it's easier for them to get in and out.
Or your parents are coming with you and yeah. you need something that they don't have to climb into or out of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like the Flex. Now, I've not driven the 2019. I thought they were going to do away with it because of their very low sales. But I'd like to have one.
I bet you know a place where you could get one.
Well, I mean, I don't need that much car, but if I did, I had people to haul, et cetera, definitely.
Right.
That's when I say I want one. I would like one to fall from the sky and just be mine.
Yeah.
Well, along the Ford lines, let's talk about the 2020 Mustang Shelby GT500. Because they just released the story, and I guess they're moving the same way Volvo did and the story we did last week. They've just released the story that the vehicle will only go 180 miles an hour.
Oh, never mind.
It won't go over 180.
Call the dealer.
Okay,
hello, Ford. Cancel my order.
Who needs to drive 180 miles an hour?
Nobody needs to, but if you're getting that kind of car, I mean, it's specifically known for being like a muscle car, and you can race it, and it's going to be fast. And if it only goes 180, then what's the point?
Well, 180 is pretty darn fast. They have to put a special engine cooling system in. They have to put a cooling system in for the brakes. They have to put two cooling systems in for the radiator and for the transmission fluid. There's an electric fan motor, all kinds of things that they've added to the car to keep it cool while it's going 180. And they've got a spoiler in the back that gives them 550 pounds of downforce to keep the car on the road when you're going 180 miles an hour.
I'd need a cooling system for my butt that would be blistered by my mama if she knew that I ever drove 180 miles an hour.
Right. But I'm talking about people who go out to like a drag strip
and
like race for pink slips. If you saw somebody driving that car, you'd be like, all right,
I got them. If you go to the drag strip, you will see these cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you would know you could beat it if you know your car goes over 180.
I don't think any of them do in a quarter.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody, you know who could tell me? Scooter Glass.
Yeah, Scooter.
A shout out to one of our good customers, Scooter Glass. You tell me, how fast do the average fast cars go?
I'm going to say 65 miles per hour.
Oh, whatever. Your car's never seen 65. Yeah. It waved as
it's
it was
when your
passing.
Brakes are on.
Yeah. In my neighborhood is when I go 65.
Oh, I'm fixing to exit. Better get it down to 65.
Okay, so Toyota announced this last week. They are spending $749 million to expand their operations in five states. So this is sort of the opposite of what we've seen with General Motors and Ford, them closing plants and cutting back and firing fixed personnel and terminating line personnel. Toyota is investing in North America. They say they're going to add about 600 jobs at five different plants, and they're going to spend a total of $13 billion by 2022. Now, that's the difference in a company that is selling a lot of cars and trucks and SUVs, and companies that are having to get out of the car business and get into the SUV business and the truck business. Toyota still sells a lot of cars.
Mm-hmm.
They sell a lot of Corollas, a lot of Camrys. In fact, Camrys is a staple in a lot of rental car operations because they tend to be very reliable, inexpensive to keep on the road. So just the opposite of some of the other manufacturers, Toyota has committed to spend more money.
Good.
Yeah, it is.
More jobs.
Yep. So, and this has come up a couple of times in the past few months, talking to finance. The Military Lending Act was thought to be non-affecting the automotive business. For a long time, everyone saw the Military Lending Act as affecting mortgages and loans that people in the military took out. But in December 17, there was an interpretation of the act that said, oh, no, it affects car deals, too. And here's what it does. It prevents a military person from buying gap insurance when they get their car.
Why?
Because gap insurance, for whatever reason, is considered to be part of the products that it forbids anyone sell someone in the military.
Huh.
And so, and it appears to be sort of unintended, because I read through the story. By the way, all of these stories are on Autoflex Leasing's Facebook page. So you can, and this is a long one, but I read through the story, and before December of 17, vehicle finance transactions were believed to be exempt from the act. So military people got gap insurance when they got a car. Well, here's why. If you get a new car, it's going to depreciate somewhere around 30% the first year. The loan on the car, however, is not going to depreciate hardly at all, because the lender is going to take all the money you're paying in interest. They take all the interest up front. They pay the car down at the rear. So you got a one-year-old car. It gets totaled out. You don't have gap insurance. You're going to owe a lot of money to the lender. Now, here are the things that you don't think about. If you can't pay them that money, you can't finance another car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So now you're in a position where you can't pay the lender the balance on the loan, so the loan stays open and shows to be delinquent, and you can't finance another car. You're just stuck like Chuck, you know?
So awful. Was the reason behind it on purpose, or was it just accidental oversight?
It was originally, the Military Act was originally set up to protect people in the military from unscrupulous loan practices, things like that.
Oh.
And they don't consider a service contract on a car as part of the financing of the car, but they do on the gap, because it actually pays off the loan.
Can they even get gap through their car insurance? Separate from, like, a dealership can sell it.
No one can sell it to them.
That is stupid.
Yeah.
I know.
That's, like, not even fair. Y'all need to work on this.
So there was a couple of stories in here of service members. One was a Marine who went out and bought a brand new Camaro. Mm. He struck, and Camaros have great big wide tires. He hit a flat place in the road. It was raining hard.
Wait, not a pothole?
Car spun out. Hydroplaned, totaled out the Camaro. Mm. His insurance paid off everything except $4,000. Now he doesn't have, he makes $22,000 a year.
Right.
He doesn't have $4,000. Mm-hmm. He and his wife are trying to share a car and trying to figure out what to do, because they've got this open loan that's now delinquent for $4,000, because the Military Lending Act says he can't buy gap insurance with his car.
Could he have done a substitution of collateral and found some sort of other vehicle to fit into that loan? And
most people don't understand that.
Well, usually, and I thought the insurance companies came up with the solution.
Well, and it's according to how many miles were on the car and that kind of thing also.
And if he's in the military, USAA should have their own policy for that.
They can't sell him gap. It's against the law.
But it's the military one.
Anyway, if you're in the military and you want to do something about that, you might write your congressman and let them know that it's a problem.
Hey.
There's several states that have tried to bypass it, but again, it's a federal law. You can't really bypass it.
Now, but in a lease where they're not charging you separately for it.
If it's part of the contract,
then you can have
then you can have it.
All military needs to lease.
There you go.
I mean, that's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the way people drive around here, and a hailstorm can total out your car nowadays.
So true.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Welcome back. It is, in fact, the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Reggie, me, Sybil, you, the Tolos, 877-881-1053. That's our number. Or call AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can see all our great cars. You can also apply for a lease or a loan online. You can get qualified just by clicking on Get Qualified, and it won't affect your credit score, which is really, really a neat thing. Mm-hmm. So we can get a bureau, and it will not put an inquiry on your credit score. So get pre-qualified on AutoFlex.com. Also, I want to give a shout-out to David and Sharon Bennett this morning. Sharon got a Caspian Blue Rogue from Randy Rubin at AutoFlex Leasing. And David and Sharon listen every week to the Saturday Morning Test Drive.
Thanks,
so good
guys.
Morning, guys.
Yes, we appreciate you for listening. We have an AutoFlex Leasing fan text. I think Tammy will be good at this one. We're expecting kid number three. Congrats. And looking for a full-size SUV. My wife wants second-row captain chairs. What are y'all's recommendations?
Toyota Highlander is a great option. Lots of roomy space. Doesn't look like a minivan, but kind of feels like it on the inside, kind of. Smooth driving. And Acura MDX. Now, these are full-size, but maybe mid-size. I'm not sure what
they're... He wants full-size.
Are you thinking Sequoia, Toyota, I mean, Tahoe?
Right.
Infiniti QX60? That full-size?
If only there was a place he could go and drive all of those cars right by each other, side by side.
If only.
I know. Yeah. But somebody should come up with that.
Call one of our offices. Any local area code. 234-1234. We'll line them up side by side. Let me just tell you what really becomes important. Kid seats.
Mm-hmm.
How the kid seats fit, where they fit, how many of them will go, what kind of anchors they've got for them. It's a big, big thing.
You know what else is a big, big thing? Money. And those full-size SUVs, well, more expensive than most of our first mortgages. They're high, high. So that's why the Traverse and the Highlander and the MDX and the Acadia are great options, because they have a third row seat. You can get center buckets, which makes it easy to get to the third row. Better fuel economy. And you got three kids. I mean, don't they cost a lot of money?
They do.
Just my humble or not so humble.
No, that's a great answer.
Opinion. So I want to go back to those iron helmet things that separate the roads, the city things.
Right.
Is anyone supposed to say that? Those bumps. Aren't those supposed to be painted like a bright yellow or white or something?
I've seen white, yeah. But I don't know if they're like mandatory if you have
to paint
them. I
want to know, because there's one street in Dallas that they are not painted. And in the evening, that's not noticed. You don't even notice them.
Right.
Now, I have not hit those, but I came close. So I want to know. And I know somebody out there knows. Because I called 311 and they didn't act like they knew.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. What do you think about the Kia Telluride? Okay. Kia builds a much, much better vehicle than they used to build. I don't think they're the quality still of a Toyota maybe or a Honda, but they are a good quality vehicle. They have a great warranty for the original owner. It's a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty on the car. It only goes to the original owner, though, so it's not worth anything in resale. And the secondary owner would need to get another warranty for it if you are the secondary owner.
Is that an SUV? I'm not familiar with the Telluride.
Yeah, it's a good-looking SUV, and Kia builds a lot better vehicle than they used to build. Mm-hmm. A lot better.
Here's what I would always tell people, though. Now, if you are sold on it and you don't even want to drive anything else, fine. But a lot of times people want to get the most bang for their buck.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be a better, different, more featured vehicle that you're not sure about that would lease better or equally to that one. And so Autoflex is the place to tell you about that.
Right.
And hey, I don't know if you've been to the such and such store, but man, you don't want to miss out on this car. Why don't you come over and compare it? We don't care which one you get, really, as long as you get it from us.
True.
Now, we don't want you to make a bad decision. And I've definitely probably lost a few car deals by trying to talk somebody out of a certain car, and I've probably hurt their feelers.
Aww.
Okay, so this last week, Elaine Chao, who is the Secretary of Transportation for the United States, said that their department was going to become more innovation friendly. And this is an interesting thing, because basically what they're saying is they are giving a green light if you want an automated driving car.
Mm-hmm.
So Transportation Department on Friday issued a request for comment on a petition from General Motors to seek an exemption from federal motor vehicle safety standards that assumes a huge human will drive a car and control it. So what that means is GM is asking for a pass to build cars with no steering wheel and no brake pedals.
That is frightening.
Okay, but here's the deal. By the way, Elaine Chao was at South by Southwest this last week in Austin.
Oh, cool.
She showed up. Which is pretty powerful, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So the manufacturers would love to see self-driving cars, because then they can limit the number of people that actually buy cars. They can own the cars. The cars can become utility, so you pay for them every time you use them, but you don't buy them. You don't pay for them. And that way they have an unending stream of money mm-hmm. coming off of their product.
And they cut the dealer out, right?
And they do.
Okay, yes. So with these automated self-driving cars coming out, what kind of cool things would you want in yours?
A TV.
I know, right? So there's all kinds. It depends on your commute. Like, then could we order a different, let's say we got to go to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're going to go to, hey, it's spring break. We're going to Galveston.
Yeehaw!
Or Padre. Do you order one of those autonomous cars that's got a movie screen and certain things, and then you can go more basic if you're just trying to run some errands and you're not going to be in the car for a long time?
I think probably you've got something there, but here's the thing.
By George!
Not too long ago, backup cameras were like, who needs one of those?
Right. Oh, I needed it for sure.
Well, mm-hmm. then we figured out you can't really park well unless you got one.
Exactly.
So now, all of the cars have backup cameras, right?
I don't have to screw it in anymore. Now I can do a one-shot. I look like a professional.
In 2019, in Europe, the UN Economic Commission for Europe said that they wanted to make emergency braking standard equipment on a car. So that's by 2020.
I'm surprised they don't have that yet.
By 2020. Well, and we're looking at it by 2022 over here.
I'm surprised we don't have it yet.
So what...
We have it on some cars.
It's on luxury cars.
It's called money.
So
that's why the average price has gone up to 30.
What do you want on your automated car? What's really necessary?
You got
blind spot warning, rear cross traffic warning with braking, which is really nice if you're backing out of a parking spot. You got two tall cars beside you or two trucks. You can't really see. You're backing out. Somebody's coming down the parking lane behind you. It stops you before you hit them.
Mm-hmm.
That happens a lot. Many cars have auto braking. A lot of cars have forward collision warning, which means that as you're approaching the car in front of you, it makes a sound and flashes a light to let you know that you're moving too quickly and you're liable to hit them. There's surround cameras that a lot of cars have. So what do we want on our automated cars?
A bed.
This one, you've already had all these great ideas. A microwave.
Yeah.
A bed.
Netflix.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
well,
I would
stream
live
your
in
Netflix
my car.
Through your smartphone, right? But what you need is a screen that it can. You need a big screen.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, you want to. I don't think a bed and a so.
Okay,
what
so.
You might find in there.
Last Thursday, AAA published a study that shows that 3 out of 4 people are currently afraid of self-driving cars.
Well, I'm afraid of it unless you can put like an interior condom on it. Like
yeah.
That gets changed out per
user.
Yeah, I don't
yeah.
know. Mm-hmm. Some of the pictures people send.
Okay, so AAA found out that 71% of the people it surveyed said they are afraid of fully autonomous vehicles. And the last time they did this, the last study they did, it was only 63%. Guess why it went up?
Because of the accidents.
Yeah, the Uber accident in Arizona that killed the lady.
Yeah.
Had a big, big effect on whether or not people think self-driving cars are, in fact, safe.
Again, they're going to have their own roads. We can't mix it up.
Yeah.
This is not, no mix and match.
Now, here's the other thing. Here's the antipathy to this. If you've got automatic braking in your car, if you've got lane departure warning, everybody's fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
They want that. They want the automated braking. They want all this stuff. But they don't trust the car to turn loose the steering wheel and not put the brakes on.
Right.
So
you can't give up complete control.
Yeah. It is.
They might as well be when they're looking at the phone.
I think by 2030, maybe 10, 11 years from now, I think it's going to be a lot more acceptable. I think there'll be a lot of equipment on a car that is not on a car now that will drive the car for you. But we'll see.
Well, we can't go to all self-driving completely because then what would Ranch Pup's dad drive around the ranch?
Right. And
okay,
people
and you
who
can't
collect
a,
classic cars, what would they do with those?
Yeah, there's not going to be a complete. I really think it's going to be a situation where they have their. It's almost like they'll have their own cities where they dominate,
mm-hmm.
right? And I believe they have to have their own lanes. I don't think we can mix it up, people. Raise your hand if you're with me.
I'm with you.
Send a text if you're with me.
Okay, so a lot of people are texting in on the equipment that they want in the self-driving cars. Netflix. That's a biggie.
Yep.
Somebody's really paying too much attention to what I say.
Oh, and here's one. Self-driving cars allow people that can't drive to drive cars and not pay attention. You're right.
Yeah. Did you guys see one of our AutoFlex leasing listeners tweeted me at Sybil1037 this week, and it was a video that a car on the highway had taken of a driver next to him who was completely passed out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I sent it to you guys. I was like, oh my gosh, at AutoFlex leasing has to see this.
Yep. Right.
Oh, it's funny.
Well, I mean, I like the self-driving car for my folks, my older parents, mm-hmm. for their things that they need to do. Especially, I think that could start for anybody living near hospitals and doctor's offices that make lots of trips.
Oh, smart.
You know, maybe something like that.
Mm-hmm. All right, one last thing, and you can go to autoflex.com and see the video of exactly how this works, but there is a canine access for your SUV that you've got to see.
Totally
get it. It slides in the trailer hitch, and it becomes a step so the dog can step up and step into your SUV.
That's perfect.
And it goes really in. It'll fit either 1.5 or 2-inch hitch, and it can flip one way or another where if you've got a tailgate that comes up or if you've got a tailgate that goes down, it'll get him over that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they use a Golden. They always have a Golden in there, Golden Retriever.
All American.
Oh, yeah. But you can buy it online for $249 a month at Amazon.
Month.
I mean, $249. Car head.
$249
at Amazon. So if you if you've got a pup that maybe is losing a little pep in his step and you're trying to figure out a way to get him into the back of the car easy.
Him doesn't want to jump out from a high place.
Yes.
Go to Amazon.
I love that idea.
Right?
I don't have a hitch on my
way to go forward.
AutoFlex car.
Well, I have one of those sliding out ramps, you know, you can make
it. Oh, yeah.
But that's a lot of work for me, too, because first I have to keep the dogs in the back, get this thing out.
Right.
I'm using my arms to
smack
give it
your
a
microphone.
Snap, give it a snap to get the thing out, then put it there. Then put a little carpet thing over it because they slide down it a little bit, even though it's got some grippage with their toenail. They're just... So, yeah, I mean, it's a whole production. I want this step.
I like that idea.
I'm in.
AutoFlex Leasing Fantex, by the way, the drinking did not start before the show did. Thank you.
Mine might be left over from last night. Speaking of drinking, I mean, we're pretty much out of time, and it is St. Patrick's Parade Day, so we got to go get our drink on. And you can join Kevin and Corey, KNC Masterpiece, because they are broadcasting live at Texas Live in Arlington right after this.
Drink we'll and drive back. Responsibly, please.
Yeah, don't drink
take
and drive.
Uber.
Take Lyft. Take the Dart.
Whatever. Walk. Walk it off. Walk it off, man. Walk it off. You can walk it off. You can go over this.
We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. In the meantime, autoflex.com or any local area code 234-1234. Thank you to Reggie for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard.
We love you, man.
This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.